Oh, shit.
But hey, what's on the show today?
On today's show, the NCAA tournament is down to the final four, so it's time to get some more gambling tips from the legend himself, Parlay Pete. Plus, a catpocalypse is on the horizon, and there's nothing we can do to stop those horny freaks from scratching their way to the top. And with all the huge news going around, we thought we'd give you a bird's eye view of it all in a new segment I like to call Buddy's Big Picture. All this and much, much, many, much more. Let's start the fucking show!
Everyone get tested. You're definitely infected. It's the Brett DeMott Show.
Oh, yeah, folks. Welcome to the Brett DeMott Show.
With Buddy!
That's right, the number one news and pop culture podcast in the world. I am your host, Brett DeMott, and joining me, as always, is my best friend and co-host, Buddy.
How's it going?
And together, we are the big, silly news boys, according to the Book of Revelations in the Donald Trump King James version of the Bible.
Praise be.
Every week, we find the biggest, the dumbest, the weirdest, and the wildest news from around the world, and then interview guest Rip Shrines. We'll also go through your articles that you, our trusted reporters in the field, submitted to us this past week via our many social medias. And folks, let me tell you something.
Oh,
we got a ripper on the docket today.
Wow, a big ripper on the docket. Super excited about a lot of this stuff today.
A big ripper that, you know what? We're coming off of a big ripper. We double ripped last week with two best of episodes. If you haven't listened to them, you can go back and check them out. The top 10 guests of the first year of the show, because we celebrated our 1 year anniversary. You could say this is the first episode of the new
year
generation.
Year two, baby. Starting off.
That's right. It's very exciting, but we are not going to change
Grow
a thing,
show.
Folks.
Maybe things are going to change.
Nothing is ever going to change, folks. That's right. Because we're going to start this episode the way that we start every single fucking episode of this show every single week, which is, of course, by checking in with our Apple Podcast reviews, which, if you're new to the show, we kind of use these more as a message board of sorts. You can kind of post whatever you want in there. We'll respond to it on the show. You can kind of just like say whatever. If you got to get something off your chest, off your mind, you can write a recipe in there. I don't give a shit. Whatever
I've
you want to do.
Before.
Yeah, as long as it's a 5-star review, we will read it on the
show.
We'll
fucking read it, dude.
That's right, folks. But this week we got
not
a few. We're gonna,
scared.
We're not scared.
We're not scared.
Fuchs, we're not scared. We're not scared.
I'm not scared of anything. Fuck yes.
Yeah, we're not scared of anything, folks. Not scared of anything at all. And this first review comes from Nehru. And the subject reads, "The only news you need."
Oh.
Thank you. The body goes on to read, "You guys have become the only news source I follow." Now I can quote, "Well, actually, my entire family," with confidence, thanks to the knowledge gained from the deep diving journalism that you provide.
Wow.
Buddy's firsthand experience of the Neuralink fueled a conversation with my wife that left her completely baffled by, I assume, my complete understanding of the topic. That's right. Keep up the good work.
Wow,
thank you, Nehru. Appreciate that. Next up, we got one from Mencow. The subject says, "Can you hear me?"
Okay.
And the body reads, "Volume up. We hear you."
Yeah. Is that count? Does text count as hearing?
I think
is this more sight?
But in this context, I'm reading it out loud, course you can hear.
Oh, okay.
It's an interesting question, folks. Yeah. If a review gets written in the woods, does anybody read it?
That's a good question. And just to really quickly go back to the Neuralink thing that I got, week two, I'd itched that thing out.
Yeah, buddy pulled it out of his head. So don't expect any more follow-up, folks.
I tried a cone.
Yeah,
I tried a cone for a while, but
he stole it from a dog.
The problem with cones on people is they know how to take them off.
Yep. Buddy, and despite what you might think,
is
smarter than a Labrador.
Uh-huh.
Figured out how to take the cone off. But
like under a day.
One more review before we get to something else. comes from Baker 0087. And the subject reads, stop the show.
Well, okay.
Body reads, it is a travesty that it has proceeded after Brett said Jurassic Park is the first good movie.
Oh, wow.
Okay, yeah. Don't get me started. Here is a short list of movies that came out before Jurassic Park that I would like Brett to explain to the listeners why Jurassic Park is better than it. Okay. Star Wars, easy. They make everything up. Yeah. Indiana Jones.
Who gives a fuck about archaeology?
Yes, the dumbest subject matter you could ever start with. Back to the Future.
Yeah, right.
Scary.
Yeah, time travel. What are you talking about? Yeah.
Cool Hand Luke. Never heard of it.
Yeah.
The Princess Bride. I don't like.
I don't like the patriot. What is it with kings and queens and stuff?
What monarchy.
I don't like that.
Yeah, we don't like monarchies on this show, folks. Mm-mm. Batman. Oof. I'm a Superman guy. Simple as
shit,
that.
Shit, I don't know about that. But that's the Michael Keaton Batman.
Yeah.
Not my Batman.
And Honey, I Shrunk the Kids reminds me too much of my real life.
Mm-hmm.
Because
you shrunk them once.
I left them
in the dryer.
Well, I did figuratively leave my kids in the dryer once. And of course, by leave in the dryer, I mean leave out in a raging summer heat after baseball practice for 3 hours because I forgot I was supposed to pick them up. But they didn't shrink. They got a little dehydrated, but after some fluids
That's
at the shrinking. Hospital, they were fine.
That's shrinking?
Yeah exactly. This review then goes on to say, I didn't even list fancy movies like The Godfather or Gone with the Wind. Barf.
Yeah, I don't like God. Not in religious movies, thank you very much.
Buddy, I just want you to know, taking my side on this is going to turn Baker 0087 on you because he says, for shame, team buddy for life.
Shit, he was right. Star Wars is awesome. Indiana Jones riffs. Back to the Future is cool as fuck. Cool Hand Luke, I love playing pool. Princess Bride, Monarchy's rip. Batman, that's my Batman, if you ask me. And Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Rick Moranis, get out of here. I love that shit. You're so fucking wrong. You're an idiot.
Yeah, I don't know. And then, of course, it says, BS, the simple act of buying a Jeep makes you a Jeep bro, which is a reference to Buddy trying to ruin my reputation by calling me a Jeep bro, which...
Shit, you ruined it the day you brought that sucker home.
Okay, I don't believe that. I don't believe that.
Everybody laughs at Jeeps.
Somebody said this. I've heard this before. Someone said they thought Jeeps were a lame car. I was like out and chatting with some people and they were saying that they thought Jeeps were a lame car. And I was like, who in the fucking world has ever had that thought?
Nah,
nobody thinks
fun,
Jeeps
though.
Are lame.
Tops off Jeeps, hanging out, 1 foot out. You can talk to people like at the crosswalks and stuff. Yo, what up?
Yes,
Chris,
exactly.
Where you been?
Exactly.
You know,
if you see Chris, you can talk to him.
You can ask him what he's been up to.
Yeah. But then also, folks, you can interact with the show on Spotify. I don't know if you knew this. You can go to Spotify. You can react to each episode.
It's pretty fun.
As it happens, we put polls up there a lot for different episodes. You can participate in each week. You can leave a comment about the episode. This one actually comes from Stobert from a couple weeks ago when we were talking about Pornhub being banned in Texas. We listed a bunch of other great websites
that you could
try if you wanted to. But apparently, according to Stobert, Ken Paxton might be a listener because they've tried every one of the websites that we mentioned.
Fuck.
And Ken Paxton beat him to blocking it. So all those websites apparently that we pitched to you are also blocked in Texas. So we're very sorry. Gorge W. Bush
is down. Let me check it real quick.
You know why I like Gorge W. Bush?
Why?
Because it works in two ways.
Uh-huh.
Because gorge, of course, means
gorgeous.
That's one way. You can also gorge yourself on like food.
Oh yeah, maybe it does mean that.
So it's a double entendre. We of course didn't come up with the website, so we'll have to ask the people who created the website.
Maybe we'll have them on the show.
Yeah, maybe someday.
Because you can gorge W. Bushes, I guess.
Exactly, folks. We got a lot to get to today, and it's a big sports week, folks. March Madness was so fucking big, it spilled into fucking April.
Wow.
Does it normally do that? I don't know, but...
You never know.
That's right, folks. The NCAA Final Four is coming up this weekend. The big clump of games known as the Final Four and the National
the
Championship.
The Final Clump, they call it.
That's right. I call it the Final Clump. These fuckers won't call it that. It's the Final Clump. And then the Final Crumb is the clump and the crumb. But of course, March Madness is reaching its apex at the tournament this weekend with the Final Four and the championships. Of course, the women's Final Four is NC State versus South Carolina, UConn versus Iowa State. And the men's Final Four is NC State versus Purdue.
NC State,
Alabama versus UConn.
Oh, NC State and UConn in both of them.
That's right, NC State, folks.
What a year for those states.
What a year for those states.
Wow, dude. Yeah. To be in one of those states right now must be electric.
Must be absolutely off the chain.
People floating off chains, dude. Yeah. People are floating off chains right now.
But of course, with any high-stakes sporting event comes the opportunity...
Yeah, opportunity
to make a buck or two.
Mm-hmm.
And
might
we
be
just,
the most psycho month of sports betting.
Like,
imagine the dads out there losing everything for their family at the moment.
It's wild to me that it's legal to gamble on college sports, but it is.
A lot of crying in the men's bathrooms I hear in Vegas this time.
Absolutely.
A lot of big weeping from like dudes just sitting on the toilet with their pants pulled all the way up.
Yeah. And there's no one else to commiserate. There's no one better to commiserate with about this than someone who deserves an intro bigger than the sea is wide. And buddy, why don't you give this fellow the intro he deserves?
Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to be talking to the Sultan of Spreads, the Colossus of Covers, the great gambling bambino, Parlay P!
Parlay P now!
There he is!
Detroit Lions!
Detroit Lions!
Shout out Kluna!
Of course, do not forget to shout out Clooner. Pete, thank you so much for being here yet again, my man. You
are. Is this your house?
Nah, man. This is an Airbnb. I'm just staying here.
Do you have a Vegas Airbnb for the whole month of March Madness?
Yeah, I'm doing some gambling in town, so I just figure let's get fun with it. You know, I just want to go to a place that also has games. So
It looks like you rented an Airbnb that has some sort of almost child playroom in the bottom.
You haven't seen the movie Big?
Yes. Yeah.
So the same set designer from Big decorated this home.
Wow. Holy crap. Yeah, you really find good spots, dude.
Yeah.
Hey, man. You know I'm Parlay Pete. You know I'm the Pied Piper of precious parlays.
Wow.
You know I'm the Biggie Smalls of the smallest bets because I only bet cents. You know I'm the Ching Ching of the Bling Bling, and I don't eat wing wings because I eat Fat Sal's.
Wow. So, okay. Yeah. Wow. You're really up in the intro.
Thank you. I've been on the show luckily a few times. Thank you so much for the love. I appreciate that.
Not to hate on anything or anyone, but I mean, we have seen you since the show. You have been making appearances on ESPN, Fox Sports South. I saw you on that.
On the dark web of bright and beautiful Bet and Betty's, lowandsharks.com. Don't bet that with that dude.
All have really popular dark web shows.
If you get 10 views, that's viral in the dark web.
It is impossible to find those links.
Because you're in high demand right now, Pete, because people are looking to make a dime or two, or 10 or 20 or 1,000 on these big March Madness games, which I'm sure people are coming to you every day for advice. I bet you I bet you, you've been doling it out like crazy. And so it means a lot to us that you value our platform in the way that you do. And you are so gracious with your time and your energy and giving our audience inside info. I mean, we'll call you
advice.
Yeah. I mean, it's incredible gambling advice you've given in the past. Obviously, a few people who listened to the show did hit it big.
with your
Super Bowl, Super Bowl parlays.
On our Patreon Discord, there's just a whole section for Parlay Pete wins.
Okay.
And people posting new houses, new Lambos. Hey. They've gotten divorced and married younger, prettier people.
Wow, people really living their lives out there, because, you know, I don't like those simple bets. I don't like who's going to win this game, who's going to win that game.
Anybody can do that.
The parlay. I've won 42 leg parlays, 25 leg parlays. You got legs, I got parlays. You know what I'm saying?
I was going to give the audience a little bit of your backstory, but you just nailed it. Of course, Pete is famous for insanely long parlays. And I think I think there's a lot to get to, because obviously we got a lot of games coming up, and the Final Four is coming up weekend. And I think we'll do like we do every time you come on the show, Pete. I think it's best for you to sort of to prime people a little bit, give them that easy stuff, give them that regular stuff. But if you wouldn't mind, Pete, mixing in a little bit of that pro stuff.
Okay, we'll start with some of that pro. Okay, yeah, we'll mix in with that pro stuff. And actually, I thought it would be nice, because a big thing about parlays, it's chance. Betting is chance, right? Mm-hmm. So I got a couple of pro stuff, and you know, I've been peeping y'all on game a little bit to this parlay thing. Okay. So I was wondering if maybe you two wanted to throw in a parlay. Oh. The pro stuff.
I'll
put the money in. You know, I'll put the 10 cents in. But you just make the bet, and I'll do that. All right.
Yeah.
I'm down.
We'll bet the show.
Yeah.
For sure. I mean, my mom, my dad, my uncles, they all watch. They all listen to the show, and they're excited about this.
All the Petes.
Yeah.
Wait. Pete's your last name?
Yeah. Parlay is his first name, I think.
that's my birth first name. I was born with that name.
Your brother's name is Slots Pete. Your sister's name is Blackjack Pete.
Yeah. My dad, Texas Hold'em.
And your mom's name is Kathy.
Right, exactly.
Well, of course, because, her maiden name also is not Pete, so it's, that makes sense. Yeah.
I almost got married once, and they didn't want to take my name, so I was like, peace. You know what I mean?
Right. So, yeah, I heard this. Because the person you were going to marry, their last name was Marley, and they thought, wait, that doesn't make sense.
Marley? Is that what you're worried about? I don't know.
I think I misheard the truth. I think I misheard what happened.
Don't we all? All right, well, let's jump into these games. Yeah. What do you think?
Great.
All right,
let's do it.
On Friday, on the 5th of April, the women are playing.
Yes,
and
sir.
And we got NC State versus South Carolina as the first game, and we got UConn versus Iowa as the second game. So, let's go with NC State and South Carolina first for the women's
great,
games.
Great.
So, South Carolina is trying to remain undefeated. They haven't lost a game this season. That's crazy. Wild, and it's NC State's second Final Four in school history.
Which is unbelievable.
Well, that's really cool. Wild. It's very cool.
So pretty cool for the state. So let's just jump into the bets.
Yeah,
all right.
Let's check it out.
Easy stuff. All right.
Easy
stuff. NC State's I don't know some of these players, how to say their names. I just worry about the money. So if I butcher these people's names, I'm sorry.
All right. So
Isaiah James will score 3 3-pointers.
Okay.
That's pretty easy.
Easy.
Yeah. Yeah. She's big at 3-pointer shooting. That's good.
South Carolina Gamecocks will lead the rebounds with 40.
Okay.
Wow, that's a lot of rebounds.
That's a lot, but I think it's possible. Yeah, it's possible.
All right, and let's get to the pro stuff. I got a couple of pro things, and then if Buddy or, Brett, you want to jump in and give me one,
I'd love it.
All right. Calling all piss news. At halftime, section 121 will have to be evacuated and cleaned because of a fan has, yes, you guessed it, drink too many Mountain Dew Code Reds and piss themselves.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Mm. Not only do they have to have pissed themselves, but it has to be due to drinking too many Mountain Dew Code Reds.
Mm-hmm. And we got officials on the floor.
Right. Of course.
Making sure all this is of course. Legit.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And also the cleaning time will be 23 minutes. So that's two bets in one. Actually, three, because you mentioned the Mountain Dew part. So, you know, there's a lot of levels to this bet.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. There's even that one has levels.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Levels got levels.
That's a parlay in a parlay, it feels like.
And ooh-wee, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Brett, do you got something to add to this?
I do actually have one. This is some more pro stuff, and this is what we're going to put a couple cents on, of course.
Okay, I got you.
At some point during the game, one of the players' jersey will get ripped on the shoulder, and they will have to put on the shirt of a referee and play the rest of the game.
Wow. I've seen it happen before. I wouldn't be surprised if it happened again. Okay,
yeah, it's the only available shirt. It's got to be a shirt of a referee. They're going to win. So one of the people.
The referee's now shirtless?
No, the referee will put on the ripped jersey.
Right.
Oh, okay. They'll swap. Right.
Yeah, swap. Yeah, yeah. It'll be a jersey shirt swap.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Classic.
Add it to it.
Great. All right, so second women's game is number 3 UConn versus number 1 Iowa. Okay,
the Caitlin Clark.
Yes, exactly. UConn advances to its 23rd Final Four. Ooh, that's pretty wild.
Wow, knocking out Iowa. That's a okay.
Yeah, while Iowa is still looking for its first championship in school history.
Wow.
They lost last year.
Yeah. Would be what a legacy last year. It would
Minus
be
last
for
year. Right.
No, they what lost. What a legacy. The finals
they lost last year. Sorry. Yeah.
It would be a legacy making performance from Caitlin Clark.
Legacy.
Right. Okay. So now here's some of the pro stuff. All right. An actual Hawkeye will fly into the stadium, grab the basketball from midair with its talons, and slam dunk the ball as halftime ends.
Wow.
Okay. Wow. Okay. You got the Hawkeye.
Hawkeye.
The
Hawkeye.
Yes.
Wow.
Okay, the Hawk's eye.
Yes, the Hawk's eye will slam dunk the basketball.
Yes.
Okay.
The points will count. So that's two bets in one. There's a few levels to that bet. So
we have to hope that the referees allow the points to count.
Exactly. Great. Buddy, we're going to move on to Saturday's games, and I'm going to look to you for some pro stuff and some of these.
Yeah, okay? I mean, I've got a couple locked and loaded.
Okay, well, great. Well, Saturday on April 6th, the men's schedule is number 11 NC State versus number 1 Purdue and number 4 Alabama versus number 1 UConn, all right? Wow. So let's go for NC State versus Purdue first, all right?
Okay.
Purdue was predicted as the number 2 team in most power rankings in the beginning of the season.
Wow.
Which is pretty wild. NC State barely made it into the Final Four, but they are looking strong.
Yeah, number 12 seeds. Crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Here's some of that easy stuff that we all know. Okay.
Yeah.
NC State's DJ duo, DJ Burns and DJ Horn. not like NC State got some DJs on their team, players, and those guys are wild. So they're going to combine for 45 points. I'm saying it right here.
That is high for college sport or for college basketball, but I think they can do it.
Yeah. Purdue's Zach Edey will score 15 points in the first quarter.
That's putting a lot of pressure.
Big points game.
Okay.
Yeah. High scoring game.
All right, pro stuff. Okay.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that NC State's big man, DJ Burns, is drawing a lot of interest from the NFL. That's just a fact. That's not part of the bet.
The NFL.
Yes. The NFL. Yeah. To show scouts he's ready for the NFL, he will play in Saturday's game in full football gear. I'm talking about helmet. I'm talking about shoulder pads, cleats, etc.
Cleats on a basketball floor.
It's gonna be loud.
Is slippery.
Yeah. It's slippery. And when the scouts see that, they're like, "Big man can do cleats on a basketball court."
Okay. He's gonna
be just fine at a Lambeau Field.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Also, Purdue will get a sponsorship deal from Pepsi, changing their mascot from the Purdue Boilermakers to the Purdue Mountain Dews.
I mean, they are allowing, you know, like players to get paid and stuff, so it does make sense that they start like just just
selling out.
Yeah, yeah. Just fully selling out.
The USC Doritos, like anything is possible.
I have seen that this deal is on the way to being put through. That the USC Trojans will soon be known as the USC Doritos.
Yeah.
Just some inside tips. All right, buddy, I'm gonna look for you some pro stuff on this last game here. All right, we got number 4 Alabama versus number 1 UConn. All right, UConn got a pre-tournament ranking of 1, which they held up nicely.
Great,
but they faced an Alabama team that was ranked 18 and was not a favorite to make it this far. You know, UConn coming with that, you know, what do you call it? Basketball. They're bringing a basketball.
Well, of course, UConn is providing the basketballs for the game. Yes, of course.
UConn provide, they say.
Reputation, yes. I thought I was going to try that reputation.
That was going around the rim and didn't go into the basket for me.
Yeah.
Anyways, all right. So let's just jump into this easy stuff, all right? Alabama's Mark Sears will get a triple-double. I'm calling
it. Wow. Final four. That's impressive. Wow.
If Alabama's going to win, they need some players to step up. And I think Sears is going to do that. UConn's Donovan Klingon will get 2 steals.
Oh, simple. Easy money.
He's averaging a half a steal a game all season. So I think 2 steals, you know, in the final four.
It's a lock. He's amped up.
The pressure of the final four, he'll be on his game for sure.
Yeah. All right, here's the pro stuff. They guys, you all the thing stuff you're all waiting for. All right, the crowd will chant "Roll Tide" 86 times before the end of the first quarter.
Okay, that could happen. Yeah.
That might be an easy stuff. You know?
Specific. It's just really specific number, which is tough.
Yeah, a fan will get arrested for trying to sell Florabama merch to the referees to distract them during the game.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm gonna make sure that. So if you bet on that, don't worry. I'm gonna come through. I already got it all set up. I got my Florabama merch.
I can. Oh, you already got it. All right. Yeah. I got a hookup for that stuff as well.
Oh, I would love to. I'll bring more. Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna sell it all.
I know what. Dude, so I got some stuff they ain't even seen yet.
Some Florabama mystery? Like that.
Florabama mystery.
All right,
mystery
merch. Would you like to bring us home here, buddy, with the last pro stuff?
Yeah. I don't know if this is too pro though.
Okay. No such thing.
So a popular Christian prank YouTuber will come to the show to do the prank where they pump the basketball up as far as it can go to where when you dribble it explodes.
Yeah.
They will swap that as a game ball. At the tip-off, they will toss the ball in the air. The two players will touch the ball, which will explode and blow both of the arms off of the centers for both teams, who will then stay in the game. And then later on, they're playing with one hand. One goes up for a dunk. They swap that ball out to blast their second arm off. Two torsoed players.
We'll stay in the game.
Which has happened before.
We'll stay in the game. But then as soon as the game ends, they both pass.
Buddy, I'm just throwing you all of my change because this is the best bet. You guys have learned so much about parlays.
Yeah. We're getting good at this.
You got to make them complicated and you got to make them specific.
Yes.
Exactly.
And if it's most likely not going to happen, you just dial that back 1 inch and then you make that bet.
And I'll add another layer of pro stuff.
Okay.
Because obviously we don't know what the championship game is going to be.
Right.
So it's hard to be able to make parlays for the championship game. But I will add some pro stuff that will say a service for these two dead centers will happen in immediately preceding tip off of the championship game.
Court burial?
Huh?
They'll bury each one on the court.
On the court.
Close the court up.
Yes. Yes. And the game will be played atop the buried caskets of two downed centers.
And
at some point during the game, the previously mentioned Hawkeye will swoop in, seeing a finger sticking out of a dead person's, well, not finger, I guess, nose. We'll say nose because their fingers are gone.
They blast it off.
The Hawkeye will grab the nose that is sticking out of the casket, yank the guy's body out of the casket completely, fly back out the hole it flew in through, and the body will never be seen again. And
wow. Okay.
And
fresh off her first championship win, Caitlin Clark, said
a big prediction.
After she's won the women's championship, she says mysteriously, "I ain't done yet." And she cuts her hair, legally changes her name to DJ, wears his jersey for the final game, scores 48 points, and makes UConn men's team, who she knocked out UConn, the women's team, she then swapped to UConn, her literal dream team as a child, and wins the men's championship for UConn. So she not only wins for Iowa, the team that she went to, but she wins for UConn, her favorite team as a child.
I see that happening for sure. I'll put a dollar on that one.
Seal of approval.
Yes. Yeah. And remember, folks, with these bets, you got to bet small. We turn cents into tens of K's of dollars.
Ooh, give me those K's, baby. Yeah. Give me those K's.
Yeah. Well, wow, Pete, this is all great advice. Thank you so much for letting me and Buddy participate in that. I think we both have really good ideas that I think are going to be pretty lucrative to people out there. And I will say, this actually dovetails interestingly into something else I want to talk to you about, because you mentioned that one of your parlays involves you getting arrested,
right?
Which is, of course, something that you have complete control over, right? Which is in a lot of circles it's frowned upon.
It's tampering. It is tampering.
Which dovetails into another headline we wanted to talk about a little bit, because a similar situation is happening currently. And I guess we'll just read the headline and then we'll get into it a little bit, because I think you're exactly the person we want to talk to about this. Great. Because this headline reads, LA Dodgers superstar Shohei Ohtani's shady gambling scandal.
You want me to just recap this real quick?
Yeah, I think we should
give people a quick recap.
We, of course, on this show call it a recap.
So Ohtani just joined the Dodgers for $700 million, but turns out his interpreter was busted, because the interpreter was busted by the FBI for gambling, and had apparently a gambling addiction, was down $4 million or so dollars gambling, asked Shohei Ohtani for money. Shohei Ohtani gives him money to pay off his gambling debts. But people are like, was Shohei Ohtani actually just using his interpreter to gamble? We don't know. There's a lot of questions out there.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a big mystery. The story's been changing a little bit. So it's like a huge scandal. And if so, Ohtani could get kicked from the league.
Well, of course, because there are sort of sleuths out there on the internet who have discovered and linked payments between Ohtani and his interpreter to games that Ohtani was starting that he had less than his typical best stats for. And on the surface, it looks a little fishy, you know? Yeah.
It's a little fishy.
And Pete, I know you're the kind of guy who probably deals with, I'm sure, as a person who interfaces with a lot of pro athletes, look, I don't want to blow up your spot, but I bet you interface with the pro athletes when they're trying to sort of bet on their own games.
Big stalker over here.
Oh, that's not what I meant. I'm of the mind, I think this is happening all the time. I think people are betting on their own games all the time. I think there's no integrity in sports. There's no integrity in sports. There's literally no integrity. I think every guy is out there, every starting pitcher is going out there and being like, I'm going to throw good tonight. Yeah. I'm going to throw a little extra money on this.
It's like how Nancy Pelosi always invests in good stocks, you know?
Yeah, what's going on there? All these politicians.
Tip much? K's of dollars much?
Yeah. Not even K's here. We're talking about B's or whatever. Yeah. Yeah.
B's.
Yeah. But do you think Shohei Ohtani deserves flack for what's going on, Pete? Or are you of the mind that, which I am, which is like, gambling's already fucking crazy. Why? Yeah. I understand that it's like, you don't want to like ruin the integrity of sports and whatever. But right. I guess I just like can't bring myself to like care about it.
Yeah. Well, Otani. I think Otani is someone that I used to know.
Really?
Not really, yeah. Otani that I used to know.
So have you
Otani,
run in?
Otani. Otani.
Have you like run Otani. Into him gambling? Did you?
No, no, no. Yes, he used to be the owner of Bright and Beautiful Bet and Betty's.
No way.
Yes.
No way.
He recently, I think in the last few days, transferred ownership to someone I don't recognize.
Wow.
Wait, so he has been, so Shohei Ohtani has owned the dark web gambling website yeah, that you've been using?
Which, if you think about it, if you own a gambling site, does that mean you're gambling?
Oh.
I think it may need to gambling the most.
Right.
Let me think about this. Let me see.
But you're not placing the bet, so are you gambling? Or are you just you're just taking in the gambles?
Well, you are. You I are think, a, well, because here's the thing, though. I think
is
really
a winery drunk? No.
Well, right? Is a bakery baked?
So. Yeah, exactly.
But here's how. Okay, look. I don't mean to. I'm not trying to think too logically here.
Do Fords really escape?
What? Oh, cars. But like, look, here's the truth though. If you own the betting site, like for example, if you're the guy who takes all the money from people.
Yeah, you make the odds.
You make the odds. So you are gambling in that you can influence people to bet certain ways for you to lose or gain money. So I do think if you own the website, you are also implicated in like some, in a certain sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think, I guess... I think that I really actually don't know what I think about this.
But Ipe, what's his name? Ipe Mizuhara, you know, he's been around. He used to own loansharks.com.
okay, his interpreter.
Yeah, yeah. And then it went under. He owed somebody like $4 million or something like that.
Okay,
that
so yeah, actually, this makes sense. So the interpreter had a gambling website that went under.
It went
and
under.
And Shohei tried to use the money from his gambling website. To save his interpreter's gambling website, and that's
as
where that's probably like a monopoly or merger laws probably are against that. Probably,
right.
Yeah, that's why DraftKings is only DraftKings. They're not also Sportsbet, and they're not also
You can't
LoanSharks.com.
You can't mix the streams. Yeah,
wow.
This is a huge. I mean, this is huge. If this is true. If
I mean, if
Dodgers superstar did own a dark web betting site called Beautiful Bet and Betty's, then this could shake the MLB.
Wow. Well, because I had I'm remembering a quote now from Ipe, and I quote, I have never went through a bookmaker to bet on sports.
Mm.
He is the bookmaker.
Wow.
The bookmaker makes the books.
Yeah, he doesn't need anyone to put in bets for him.
Calls coming from inside the house.
It's an inside job.
It's an inside job.
It's a job inside.
This is the biggest sports story of all time, maybe.
Golly. It might. It very well could be, folks, and we'll keep an eye on it because I think this is going to be the kind of thing that sends ripples through the baseball world, through the gambling world. Pete, I have a feeling this
be
is going to send ripples.
There.
Yeah. Be safe
out there, because if you know this information, and this is a $100 million organization, you need to watch yourself, buddy.
Well, this is the thing, though. This is why they were betting all wrong. This is why this is my whole strategy, okay? You bet big money, you lose big money, okay?
Right.
You bet small money, so what if you lose a little small money?
Right. So the big advice that Pete has for you is the same advice he has for guys like Otani and Mizuhara, which is... just bet with less money, more times.
And let's talk about this real quick. Like, I understand that Ipe was his translator, right? And I'm not saying that Shohei, I don't know his level of English, but, you know, he is a world-renowned baseball superstar.
Mm-hmm.
He comes from Japan. He's a very educated man. And I'm not saying he can speak English fluently, but...
You're saying he can secretly speak English fluently?
I'm saying he can secretly speak English fluently.
And what does this have to do with the...
That's another twist.
Gambling.
Well, because Ipe...
He'll just be like, you got me.
He's going to be like, oh, dude.
secretly, Shohei Ohtani is like a Orange County surfer, bro.
No, because Ipe is saying that, or Shohei is saying that Ipe was making all these deals and Sho didn't know. But Sho did know.
Sho didn't know. Bo knew.
I think Sho knew.
Sho knows.
Hey, as Rich Eisen said on his show, say it ain't Sho.
Ohtani.
Wow.
Man. Well, Pete, honestly, thank you so much for all your insight here. There's no one else we would rather have talked to about this. And thank you so much for these incredible parlays. If anybody out there is looking to make some K's of dollars, you got to throw a couple cents on the bets that we mentioned before. And Pete, I got to let you know, we'll be hitting you up at the very next time that another big sports event's coming up, because there is literally no one better in the world to come on the show and help us out navigating the world of making a couple bucks. So we really appreciate you being here.
Wow.
And I really hope whatever comes of this Ohtani thing, it doesn't ruin the whole situation that you have going on.
I might have to start my own dark web betting league.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah.
So keep an eye out for that. I mean, a lot. What do they say? Where chaos lies opportunity. So we'll see. We'll see what kind of sense we can put together.
We will. We will.
Fat
indeed.
Sal's owes me a big favor, so I think I can get a big. I think I can get a loan from Fat
favor?
Sal's. Yeah. Yeah. Either they'll give me money or they'll give me sandwiches, and then I can sell the sandwiches for money. I'm gonna make it happen. It's gonna be all right.
Awesome. Well, Pete, thank you so much for being here, brother, and we will talk to you again very soon. We know.
Congrats on a year, and
thank you.
Here's to 40 more.
Hey, absolutely. If we can make it,
I'll be dead.
Well, there you have it, folks. Pete with amazing insight as always. I love it. I love that we know that we got a guy like Pete around to come in whenever we need him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's great when there's big stuff.
Correspondent.
Yeah, he's a
Isn't that what they call it?
Yeah, we'll call him a correspondent now. He's been on the show enough times that I think he is.
It's our first correspondent. Yeah,
well, we've got a few. I think we can clap. Well, I guess he was one of the first.
We're not going to talk about spoiler.
Well, no, of course not. He doesn't count. But
technically, a lot of them are correspondents, but he was our.
He's we'll call guy. Him a nemesis. He's a nemesis. He's one of the nemesis. But we got a lot to get to. Now, Buddy told me that I don't need to worry about this next segment.
Nah,
he
I got
said
this.
He would take care of it. So
yeah.
I got to, you all know me. I am very bad with relinquishing control of anything in my life.
That's true.
And so it's very scary for me, but this is kind of exposure therapy for me.
Yeah, but when you do it, you let go.
Yeah. I have not. Looked into whatever Buddy is about to say. Yeah. Buddy knows what my tastes are.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming that this isn't going to be anything too crazy.
No.
I guess, you know what? Here's the chance. We'll call this Buddy's audition for his own spinoff podcast.
You'll love it.
Yeah. So Buddy, I'm just going to let you take it away.
Okay. Look, everyone, there's a lot going on in the world, and most of it, we don't cover, okay? We don't have time. So I just wanted to make sure that all you out there can still keep an eye on the big picture.
Nice. Okay, yeah. Good setup. Okay. Great setup.
Yeah.
Good.
Thank you.
In the segment, the Buddy's big picture.
So,
okay,
so you know, there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
You know, we got to think about it all, you know?
Great.
Because remember the person on Apple said we're the only news source they follow.
Right. Yes.
So we got to, you know, we got to cover some stuff.
Yeah.
So, all right. Now the news happens. So we all know Diddy's house was raided last week as part of a sex trafficking investigation, right?
Oh no.
What? And that he threw crazy sex parties and had video cameras in all the rooms, right? Uh-huh. But let's look at the big picture, okay? That all this most likely means that Diddy is a shadow FBI agent a la... Jeffrey Epstein, who was using sex tapes to blackmail and control the powerful, right?
Okay.
Right?
Wait, hold on.
Okay. Hold on.
Oh, no.
Hold on. Now, I bet none of you out there were able to see that big picture because you were busy being distracted by the cargo ship that knocked the bridge down in Baltimore, right? Right? Because we all know it wasn't an accident. Because when you look at it closely, okay, you'll realize that it was basically, say it with me, Water 9/11.
What?
Okay, that's right. A covert inside job meant to divert our eyes away from secret FBI agent Diddy's case and avert them onto September 11th. Okay. Wait. But hold on. Hold on.
No, you're going to at least do this joke justice, okay? September 11th.
I don't know why you called it a joke, but this is the big picture. Thank you very much.
Right.
But once again, we need to back up a little bit. Okay, we need to take a deep breath and we need to look at the big picture, okay? Because we all know, and this is just facts, that secret FBI agent Diddy faked the murders of Tupac Shakur and Biggie Smalls, who were on his team in the FBI, so they could, say it with me, two planes flew into the World Trade Center, flown by, you guessed it, a secretly alive Tupac Shakur and Biggie Smalls. But... calm down. When you look at the big picture, this was all just a crazy accident.
Okay.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Because Tupac and Biggie weren't supposed to hit the Twin Towers. They were supposed to hit, you guessed it, Jeffrey Epstein's residence in New York. Because secret FBI agent Diddy and secret CIA agent Jeffrey Epstein were actually having a turf war at the time, and Diddy was trying to run Epstein out of New York City by blowing up his townhouse. But... Tupac and Biggie both missed their target, careening the U.S. into the war in Iraq. But you got to pull back, okay? You got to look at the big picture. Because much like how the coronavirus was made in a lab by Dr. Anthony Fauci in order to bankrupt Bed Bath & Beyond, Iraq released its own secret virus in 2002 to destroy the USA, a secret virus that we all know now as, say it with me, the woke mind virus, okay? That's where that came from. We went to Iraq for WMDs, and all we got was WM. V. Okay. But we didn't know this back in 2003. But the reason that America stopped absolutely loving the war in Iraq and Afghanistan was because our fragile minds were being eaten from the inside by the woke mind virus. Now, pull back. Big picture. Okay. Uh-huh. Say it with me. Immigration.
Why?
Okay, so the WMB made us weak on immigration, but Iraq didn't take into account that a man would appear on the U.S. political stage whose brain was too weird and too gross to be infected by the WMB, Donald Trump. Okay, so President Trump, who was friends with, say it with me, secret CIA agent Jeffrey Epstein, right? Okay, so pull back, big picture. Some of the documents that Trump took to Mar-a-Lago were top secret files on, boom, Operation Diddy. So Trump, who we all know is, say it with me, secretly the real president of the United States, because Joe Biden is, say it with me, has never existed, organized the raid on Diddy to get revenge for his best friend, buddy, Epstein. Full circle, which is why the real final big picture, say it with me, we should all buy Donald Trump Bibles.
No.
Right?
No.
Right?
No. Okay. A lot of things that I have a problem with here, buddy. I don't like how you implicated everyone listening in this by constantly saying, say it with me, as if we know what you're going to say.
You know, if you've been thinking about it, you know.
I can confidently say no one out there in the entire world has thought about any of this stuff the way... Well, no, actually, no. People have thought about this stuff the way...
Yeah, you think I made all this stuff up myself? This is from videos.
No.
I recently got an app, I don't know if you've heard of it, called TikTok.
Recently. We've been on TikTok as a show for over a year, so.
Yeah, well, I was just on it to post clips, you know, I didn't meddle, you know, in it, but started scrolling. And you wouldn't believe the stuff that, the knowledge that's out there that we don't even think, it's not even on the news.
Right, because it's fake and dumb. Listen, buddy. I've told you 1,000 times before, we don't peddle in conspiracy theories here, okay? Aside from the one conspiracy theory
that I said.
Almost every line of everything that you just said about all of this is a conspiracy theory. The only true conspiracy theory, true conspiracy is that ocean animals are conspiring to come together to tear the world apart. As we have discussed in previous episodes with the Ocean 11.
All can be true.
Yeah, buddy, I just think you are connecting dots that don't need to be connected.
I don't know. There's just a lot of videos out there that I think are They're really good, and I've kind of like watched them, and I always thought to myself, you know what, you didn't really do good in school, and you never really like had a craft or a trade or something.
Weren't good at research, weren't good at reading.
And then I was like, I couldn't be like experts on stuff, but then you see some of these people, and then you're like, well, if this fucking guy knows all this, how come I can't know all this stuff, you know? And it's inspiring that people who like, you know, maybe don't have maybe any information about this stuff can come up with some of these incredible theories.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, why can't I?
Let me just try to summarize your theory.
Mm-hmm.
So in your mind, first of all, Biggie and Tupac were flying the planes on 9/11.
Yes, absolutely.
They were meant to fly into Jeffrey Epstein's townhouse.
Yeah.
And missed. Okay.
They did. Yeah.
That is part of the truth of here of this. I guess I don't understand exactly how that connects to COVID.
Okay.
Or any of it feels like it's two separate ideas here.
Look, I would just say, and I don't mean this in a wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you just have to open your eyes to see.
To see what?
The big picture.
Okay, no. No. I don't believe... I actually don't even believe you believe any of this.
I don't know. I had a moment. I was in the van. It's pretty yoinked up on some mushrooms. And okay, I was scrolling TikTok. And I think that, you know, there was a great rewiring. You know, where things just started pew, 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 making sense. I saw past the facade, you know?
Yeah, no. We got to talk after the show.
Okay. I mean, yeah, because there's so much more to this, honestly.
I think you're misunderstanding what I'm saying.
I mean, maybe I did a bad job of summarizing.
You're misunderstanding. I don't want you to talk to me more about
this
stuff.
We'll talk more about it. That's not what I mean. Yeah.
Okay.
No, I got you. I got a whole chart.
Okay. I don't want to see it. But, you know, we got more we got to talk about on the show today, folks. Do not, the views Buddy expressed are not the views of this podcast, okay? They're not the views of Brett DeMott. They are solely the views of Buddy. So,
Just go to The Big Picture on TikTok. I will be posting updates on all of my theories.
That's a different thing. Let me just see what that is now. Let me go to TikTok real quick and just see who The Big Picture is. It's probably like some like...
You're like a movie company or something?
Yeah. Hang on. Let's see. Just to see what The Big Picture is doing on TikTok. Let's see if I can type the words properly. Keep putting O in there.
Counts, there's a lot of The Big Pictures. There's the big one picture. Oh, Big Picture.
The Big Picture. Let's see.
There's so many.
There's big truly picture so official. Many. Big Picture Official. That's you.
That is a cartoon. It looks like that is private. There's too many big pictures.
I'll make it
Buddy's Big Picture.
Yeah, change the name. We'll get Buddy's Big Picture going soon, and then you can follow him online.
I'll start posting.
Yeah,
some mind-blowing stuff.
Yeah, we'll leave the TikTok conspiracies to lunatics on TikTok. But speaking of something that's not a conspiracy, folks, this next article was sent in to us by Ben Ben Bin Bon Bun Bien. On Discord. Of course, if you want to get access to the Discord.
Previously top slot from IG.
Right. But now it's, of course, Ben Ben Bon Bin Bun Bin. And if you want to get access to this Discord where you can submit your articles and get them on the show a little easier, please do that. You can go to patreon.com/BrettDeMott Show. Subscribe for $5. You get a bunch of really cool, fun stuff. There's a link in the description of the episode to go do that if you'd like. But this article comes from Ben. And it's an interesting angle to look at the world from. And the headline reads... Kitten season. It sounds like something magical, but the Humane Society of America likens it to a natural disaster.
Jesus.
That's right, folks. The level of emotions for months on end is so draining, said Ann Dunn, director of the Oakland Animal Services, a city-run shelter in San Francisco. And every year, We just know it's going to get harder.
God.
That's right. Cats are most fertile in the warm weather months, making summer the peak time for U.S. feline births. But for more than a decade, animal shelters across the country have noted kitten season starting earlier and lasting longer. Oh, no. Some experts say the effects of climate change, such as milder winters and earlier start to spring, may be to blame. It's terrifying, Dunn said. It just keeps getting earlier and going later. That's right, folks. We are currently, I was going to say underwater, but I think you could just say we're under kittens.
Yeah.
Most urban areas and cities in this country are overflowing with kittens because cats, they fuck.
They do.
Cats fuck big time. Cats are basically bunnies. The stereotype about rabbits
cats is bunnies, some would say.
Cats is bunnies. Some people would say this.
Mm-hmm.
But this,
I got a whole thing on cats and bunnies if you talk about after the show.
We're good. I think we're good. I think we are good. Yeah. but this is interesting because basically what this is saying is we don't have anything to do with all these cats. There's all these cats that are being born every summer, and there's just nowhere to go. So our streets are becoming sort of like homes to like hundreds of thousands of stray cats. And that, when you really think about it, is pretty freaking scary.
Yeah, we were talking about this the other day when just to let y'all in on kind of like our situation. I do live in a van in his driveway, and sometimes I'll come in. Brett's playing Fortnite. I'll just sit and talk to him. He's got PS5. He just plays, and I just kind of like he removes like one ear, and then we get to just kind of like hang out.
Wow, that's crazy. Oh, yeah? Wow.
Yeah. And we were talking about the apocalypse because, you know, Fortnite's kind of like the apocalypse. It's just people on an island fighting to the death, you know?
Sure, yeah.
And it kind of occurred that once, like, an apocalypse happens, everybody's got all these dogs. Everybody's got all these cats. And the motherfuckers is going to get out. They're going to start banging like they want to. And the real issue in the apocalypse is going to be us versus cats and dogs, I think.
Well, here, and I will be honest with you, I barely paid attention to what you were saying the other night when you brought this up. I didn't hear any of it. But in this moment, I want to push back a little bit. Because here's actually what I think happens. In the apocalypse, with all these cats and all these dogs, one, they're domesticated animals. So I don't think these dogs have the survival instinct anymore.
Animals very well.
The last dog that my parents had, I'll tell you right now, if you took that dog and you put it out into the wild and you were just like, hey, figure it out, that dog would have not survived more than like 3 days. It was the most pampered piece of shit. I'll say it. The dog sucked and it still sucks. And I don't think domesticated animals would be able to survive in the apocalypse.
Okay. One point. Okay. Cats are one generation away from being completely feral.
Okay, yes.
So if one cat who's domesticated has kittens, they're outside now? Them motherfuckers is outside cats.
Yes. Yeah. I'll agree with you on cats.
Dogs ain't far away.
I'll give you cats.
But also, cats and dogs will often, cats especially, eat their owners when they die.
Right.
They don't give a fuck. Once you're dead, they eat you. You die because you're like, I can't eat my cat or my dog. It's the apocalypse, but I love them. They're my like family. You die. What do they do? Nom nom.
Eat you.
Get a taste for human flesh.
And we all know once
you get a little bite of that, it's over. And then think about cat fucking season. Ain't nobody stopping them. Ain't nobody spading. Ain't nobody neutering.
Yeah.
It is a Wheel of Fortune dude nightmare. Not Wheel of Fortune. America's Game.
Jeopardy.
Price is Right.
Yes.
It's a Bob Barker nightmare. This is Bob Barker's literal nightmare. Cats, dogs just out there banging.
Yeah.
And spreading out. And that's going to be it. That is our biggest enemy, I think. But could be our biggest source for food.
I don't think I personally look. I think I'm just trying to imagine like the likely scenario. First of all, one domesticated dog, apocalypse happens, owner dies. How's dog get outside in the first place?
I mean, some will die inside. Yeah, for sure.
You think it'll just be all the dogs that have been hanging in the backyard or whatever?
Yeah, absolutely. There are a lot of outside dogs.
Yeah.
Some of them, you know, they can get out. They'll figure it out. You know, we've all had an animal get out. And we don't know why. You ever see like videos of where those dogs look like their faces got hit with a baseball bat and they're allergic to everything? Pugs.
French bulldogs, pugs. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I've seen like a pug jump a fence. Like they figure it out, dude.
Wait.
They'll figure it out.
You saw a pug jump a fence?
It's kind of like when you have to run like, you know, like around a wall to then get the height. So it's not like literally jumping, but it figured it out.
Oh, so it banked. It banked the turn.
Yeah, it banked a turn.
It banked a turn to get over the fence.
Yeah, snorted its little dumb ass right over that fence. So they'll figure it out. They'll figure it out.
I do imagine, like, it actually is, like, really spooky to think about what happens when, like, when humans eventually do die out, apocalypse-wise. What order will overtake the world? Who do you think becomes, like apex global predator if humans become extinct?
Dogs and cats have a good chance because we've wiped out most other stuff. But also if dogs and cats is out, then maybe it might be like coyotes because they're going to be feasting on some domesticated dogs and cats.
Yeah. Do you think that there's like a boom in other predators?
Probably coyotes versus dogs and cats will be a huge war.
But then coyotes, what about coyotes versus like bears? Or
is just kind of chill. I mean, bears.
What world is bears?
Because they fight
chill?
Each other. They got like, you know, they got their land.
They're
like land that they, you know, it's only so many bears can be around each other. Dogs and cats, you just go millions of them.
And I guess
around.
It would be the kind of thing that they're maybe like a big pack of dogs could overwhelm a bear.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. And I mean,
we're thinking of thousands, though. Imagine you're like, oh, I got to go get food somehow. My whole family's starving. It's the apocalypse. Yeah. And you step outside and it's like 80 different weird dogs that are all like fucking psyched out. It's going to be tough.
And maybe it's the kind of thing, too, when you think about how willing cats are to eat their owners. Like in the distant future, when it's like cats, dogs and bears that are left, bears die. Cats eat bears, suck up bears' powers, because that, of course, happens.
Yep. Once you hit that meat.
Yeah. And then cats now become the big predator. It would be so funny. Like, Planet of the Apes is a very funny premise for a movie when you think about it. It's, like, very funny, the idea that, like apes would just, like, learn how to be people. And I guess that, like, if I haven't seen the original in about 100 million years... And I also think it sucks because it's before Jurassic Park, so I can't remember. But the idea, like, imagine Planet of the Apes, but it's not apes that became the rulers. It's domestic house cats.
It's like cats in suits.
And the cats get bigger, and they're, like, big and tall.
Long
and they,
legs.
Like, are human size, but they have cat faces and cat appendages.
They wear hats.
That'd be pretty funny. It'd be kind of like this new game... Dragon's Dogma. You can be a lion person.
Oh, I saw you playing that.
It's pretty fun. It is pretty fun. It's very fun. In fact, I highly recommended it for I highly recommend it for everybody out there. I do. Yeah. That's it. This is it. It's an interesting thought experiment. If all of these cats eventually sort of phase humanity out, and what if cats became or what if humans became cat-like pets for cats?
Now you're talking.
That'd be very interesting.
Now you're talking. I saw a couple of videos on this, actually.
Yeah.
I'll let you know about it later.
I don't think I want to see it. But yeah, that's why. Well, folks, look. I mean, hey, that's the end of the show. See you later.
Think about all that, y'all.
No.
Think about all that. We got to get good at killing cats and dogs, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody practice. No, that's not even a funny joke. That isn't even a funny joke. We won't even do that.
Just kidding.
But folks, Boy and I mentioned it before. You're probably well aware of it now. We just launched our Patreon that we are incredibly excited about. We got a Discord that is absolutely popping off. Every week we're hitting a bonus headline, which is a nice little 20 to 30 minute bonus episode where we cover something. Usually something that's a little more visual, has like a little more interesting
flair
to it.
Risque, maybe.
Unfortunately, it's usually pretty risque.
Including this one's, if you want to let them know.
Yeah, this week. I can barely even say this is a headline. It's kind of just like a prompt. This week on the show, we are going to be on the bonus headline, which will drop on Friday. We are going to be covering something sent into us by Nikki Cole under comma rat on our Patreon Discord, which you can again get access to at Brett DeMott Show, patreon.com/ Brett DeMott Show. And the quote headline reads, "Most disturbing sex toys." That's right, folks. We're going to be running down a list that was sent to us of some of the most actually, I don't even know if disturbing, kind of confusing, I think a few of them are.
I only looked at one and two just so I could just stay fresh, but
yeah,
it pulled me in.
Yeah. So if that sounds cool to you, I guess
it's going to be good.
Seek help and seek help in the form of our Patreon at Patreon.
We don't kink shame on this show.
No, we don't. Patreon.com/ Brett DeMott Show. You get access to the bonus headline, videos of every recording of the show going forward.
And maybe reviews of some of these sex toys.
Maybe.
Might get also reviews later.
Yeah, and you'll get the access to the entire back catalog of this show. You also get access to all of my old Twitch live stream show called How You Been. Access again to this Discord where Buddy and I are having a blast in there, goofing around with everybody, and it's a really fun, cool time with a lot of fun, nice people.
Had to get a burp in.
Had to get two burps in there. If I'm pitching to Discord, you know I'm going to be burping at least twice. But yeah, folks, we'll be back next week with another episode. Same time, same place, same podcast app. And until that time, ignore the big picture. That's right. Ignore the big picture. Think locally, not globally.
Open your eyes.
Yeah, the Illuminati is not real.
That is true.
Yes, it's not as interesting or like organized of a conspiracy as that would seem. No. But yeah, folks, I already said the outro catchphrase, so the music's gonna hit here.